Peacemakers.
Hello and welcome to the Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are discussing the programs and plans and what the youth union of the Central Equatoria State is trying to do. And that is because the Central Equatoria State Youth Union elected new members during a convention held from the 8th to the 10th of June this year. And this has been a pending issue, and Central Equatoria is one of the few states in the country that has managed to elect a new youth union members into office. And this also has been done through collaboration and support from the Civil Affairs Division in Central Equatoria State. So with me in the studio to explore all these things is Lawson Asayaga, Civil Affairs Officer, Central Equatoria. Welcome, Lawson.
Thank you very much, Gabriel.
And I have with me the Chairperson of Central Equatoria State Youth Union, newly elected, Agri Dukor Kanjulo. Welcome, Agri.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I have Senora Joan Tombe, Deputy Secretary for Culture and Sports. Welcome, Senora, to Radio Miraya.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. Let me start first with the Civil Affairs Officer, Lawson. What has been the aim of Civil Affairs in working with the youth in Central Equatoria State?
Yeah, thank you very much, Gabriel. Once more, good morning to the listeners out there. I want to start off by saying that our work with the youth is situated within the YPS agenda. And maybe our listeners will want to understand a little more what the YPS agenda means.
Yes, youth and peace and
The youth peace and security agenda of the UN global, of the UN. It's a global framework that recognizes the youth as essential partners in the peace process and conflict prevention. So if we go by that framework, it is essential that we work with youths. Secondly, I want to say that the youths are form a huge part of the population. It's no secret that the youths make up about 70% of the population of this country. So if we are talking about peace, if we are talking about conflict prevention, it's inevitable that we work with the youths. And lastly, for purpose of inclusion, we can't have a peace process without including all the segments of the society, all the segments of the community. So as a vital segment of the community, we work as we work with youths to be able to carry out some of our peace building programs. Thank you.
And how does the election, supporting the election of a youth union, helps in this process?
All right. Supporting the elections of a youth process goes within the framework of trying to build a platform or set up a platform that the youths can organize themselves and be able to take part in the peace process. If the youths are not properly organized, if they don't have clear structures, it is difficult to engage with them. It is difficult for them to be involved in the peace process. So as partners, we thought it was important that the youth's structure be in place. Not only a youth structure, but a legitimate structure, which is accepted by all youths, because they are representative of the youths of the state as a whole.
And in these efforts, you tried your best to bring the youth together. These youths are coming from how many counties? Five?
No, six counties.
Six counties of Central Equatoria State.
And administrative areas.
And you have an administrative...
Yes.
This is
Morobo?
No. Administrative Bayam, Onduruba. So you help in the process bringing representatives from the six counties and one administrative Bayam?
Yes, we helped in mobilizing them, in bringing them together. Or maybe I must also mention that we were also very vital in helping to set up youth structures at the level of the counties. Mm. So we really have a very good relation with the youth associations at the level of the different counties. Mm.
So before this, you already established the county level?
Yes.
Yeah, you're helping that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We facilitated in the setup of youth associations in the different counties of Central Equatoria State.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome to the studio, the newly elected Chairperson, Agri Dukor Arkanjulo, and also Senora Joan Tombe. Please let me start, because this is your first time appearing on our this program, Peacemakers. Tell us a little bit of background about yourself. What do you do? What have you studied? And why are you into this issue of youth activism?
Yes, thank you very much, our presenter Gabriel, and all the listeners of Radio Miraya, the voice of peace. Once again, I'm called Agri Doko Arcangelo, the chairperson of Central Equatoria Youth Union. And indeed, I became the third chairperson after the formation of this body. Briefly about me, I'm a lawyer by profession. I graduated last year from the University of Juba with a bachelor degree of laws. Mm. And indeed, I'm honored to be part of this Peacemakers program today. And on behalf of the union, I want to extend a message of appreciation to the Civil Affairs of United Nations Mission in South Sudan for extending their warm support in supporting the convention, the third convention of Central Equatorial Youth Union. Mm. And indeed, we are very honored with this great initiative that they are rendering to our state, Central Equatoria.
Yeah, freshly graduate, and you have maybe you are anticipating to practice law, right?
Yes.
Maybe you want to be appointed to the judiciary, or you want to open it to have your own firm. Now you find yourself into this issue, this business of youth activism. How do you reconcile between your future aspirations and this youth body and activism? How do you reconcile between these two things?
Yeah, actually, profession becomes a priority in this matter. But then also, youth activities is a voluntary activities that at my initial time, I can offer services to the young people. Mm. And indeed, leadership is a call. You know, when you're called for a leadership, you don't reject, because this is the future of the people. Mm. So if this is the right time that I'm called for to offer services, I may also render the best of my services. Mm. Because in one way or the other, in my profession, I also be obliged to offer services to the young people, mm-hmm. whether it is on pro bono service or on legal basis advice and legal clinics and many other things.
So you will pursue your call as an advocate. Because we know some people in this country, once they get into politics, they forget their calls. You have doctors, you have engineers who have completely forgotten about their about their first call, and they got involved. Do you see yourself becoming a full-time politician?
No, I see myself like a professional in the future, because I want to invest so much in making sure I do practice the law to the maximum. But then also, when you are called for a duty like this one, you can render, it is a time limit. It is having a time limit.
Yep.
The
yep.
tenure can expire, and also
no second term?
Yes, no second term.
Okay.
For us, we respect the constitution. Mm-hmm. When it is say 4 years, it remains 4 years.
Oh, you have 4 years?
Yes.
Oh, lucky you.
Yes.
Yes, let me have Senora Juan Tombe. Yes, tell us a little bit about yourself also. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, the representer of the Miraya, and I really appreciate the opportunity this morning. I'm by the name Senora Joan Gaudencia Chambedarios, a graduate from Catholic University of South Sudan under the Department of Accounting and Finance. Yes, on behalf of the union, we really appreciate the Olmeads for their support through the convention, the process of election, and we really thank Olmeads that they have given youth this space to participate and to gather as the daughter and sons of Abraham to know what they want to be had. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. We really thank.
How did you come into the activism for the youth and also involving the youth? Mm-hmm.
I came to the youth because I love to serve, yes, and I am willing to serve Central Equatoria State, yes, and being in activities for youth, this is actually one of my priority, whereby if we can come together as youth and use the conflicts to peace building, yes, this is actually what mm-hmm. we want to see, yes.
And indeed, it looks like you didn't start yesterday.
Yes.
How long have you been active among the youth?
This is not the first time, but I participated in seen from primary school, secondary, and the level of university. I used to participate in so many activities.
Mm. The same might be true for agri, right?
Yes. That is the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like you are born naturally to be leading and be active in your societies.
That is true. Yes.
Thanks for that. Now, you have been elected, and how do you feel about being trusted and elected to lead the youth of Central Equatoria State Agri?
Yes, thank you also for this wonderful question. And indeed, the election was indeed very, very intense, where youth are very energetic and ideally contributing to the development of the union, where among the contestants, we are five in number, and the competition became very massive and interesting. And after the election, we see that there are a lot of demands that the young people need to be put in place. And during our campaign, we promised them almost three pillars of youth agenda. Pillar number one is about youth in peace building, security and development, which it goes in line with the main mission of the state and even some of the missions of the United Nations mission in South Sudan. Pillar number two is area of transformation. Transformative agenda become a priority at this moment. Since we know the history of our country, youth have been marginalized in most of the areas, and it become a priority for this matter. And number three, it is on the area of advocacy, outreach, and networking. We want to see a youth of Central Equatoria networking with other states, creating a conducive environment for peace, dialogue, and reconciliation, so that when a youth decide to go from Central Equatoria to another state, let him feel home. And this is the South Sudan that we are looking for. We cannot also work in isolation, since we are a legit body that is under the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sport, Central Equatoria. We can also work hand in hand with our National Youth Union, that is headed by our chairperson, Paride Tabanlokosomoy. And also, we are having a prerequisite to work with other youth bodies within the country. And if deemed necessary, also, we can extend our networking system to other countries, and the neighboring countries, and many others. So I see this opportunity as a great thing for us as young people. And it is a high time that we unite. We come out of the comfort zones to make sure that we build the country together. So this is the great thing that I've seen through the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, the Senora Juan, as you are Deputy Secretary for Culture and Sports, I think you were not elected, but you were appointed, right? Yeah, so how do you feel being appointed to this body, and why particularly culture and sports?
All right, thank you once again for these questions. As the Deputy Secretary for Sport and Culture, I love culture, by the way, me personally, because when I see culture and sport, I see peace. And this is a space whereby youths are being brought together. For example, if I talk about the sport, yes, if we are able to bring the youth to participate in this sport, whereby we can do the inter-community or inter-county sport, whereby we put our diversities or our traditionals to be the strength, not as the weakness. We can participate in this sport. For example, we cannot just do it in Juba, in capital, but we can take it, for example, to Terkeka, and next time we go to Kejikeji, and next time we go to the other community. This is where youth will be brought together, and we used it as a, in sake of conflict, but we use it to competition in the other way for the sport or culture, because in the sport, we bring all this youth to be in one team, And when we play in one team, we build a trust. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you already have, I see you have already, the YEA youth are very active. They have their own tournament. And in football, Kajukeji, I saw
yes,
them here.
Yes.
And you have the Fojulu with their culture, and you have the Mundari Cultural Festival.
Yes.
So you are not starting from
scratch.
From scratch, right?
Yes.
You are building on that. How would you build on this?
All right. How we'll build on this, whereby we can work together with the partners as well as Ulmis, they're supporting us, and also we can be work with the Ministry of the Youth and Sport, mm-hmm. whereby we will go together for them and guide for us how to start this and how we can collaborate together, and we ask for their guidance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Agree. Coming to how you will implement this, we already know some of the challenges facing the youth in this country, and when it comes to Centro Ecuatoria is a microcosm of what is happening in the country. Speak about the challenges that youth are facing, which you think should be priorities for the time being. What can you say?
Yes, the first priority at the moment is making sure the all the structures of the union is in place, it's starting from the state, counties, administrative payams, and even up to the Boma level. So if these structures are in place, we can be able to coordinate and make sure that when there is a challenge or there is an opportunity, can reach on time. Mm. This is one of the priorities that we see. Number two, we want to make sure also that the union work in collaboration with the peace partners. When you see the agenda of the country is to make sure that we build trust and peace among ourselves, and we become people that will implement these agendas. We want to make sure that by the end of our tenure, youth become self-reliant, and the union has to be vibrant, has to be seen like a home for all the youth in the country. So once we create that space, it will also mitigate other factors that contribute to conflict and other means. What I see as a priority is also second as a youth empowerment. Youth has to be empowered. We want to see that their capacity are built, and we want to also make sure that they are brought together so that they become agents of peace. So once we do that, I want to assure that we can be able to transform this country altogether, in particular the Central Equatoria.
Yeah, thinking about the economic situation and the social situation that are facing everybody, but also having an impact on the young people, what challenges do you see there as at the level of economic and the level of social issues that are facing the youth, even sometimes health issues?
Yes. Mm. The first challenge that maybe we shall incur during our leadership is maybe issue of funding. And most of the activities, maybe it will also require funding. Like one may be mobility. If you want to move from the state to county to visit and do assessment of what are the challenges facing the young people, and that become maybe one of the challenges. Mm. And number two, we also see that youth are not focused at the moment because of this current economic situation. Some of them, they may have the idea to start a business, but sometimes because of financial constraints, it may vandalize them. They cannot proceed on what they are thinking. Mm. So we want to create a space of training these young people on how to start business so that we can be able to reduce this dependency on many other funds that may come from outside. Mm. So we can organize a session where we bring entrepreneurs, those who have already succeeded in business, so that they become mentors and they can contribute to to raising up another generation that is very vibrant and can contribute to the success of the storytelling of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the issues that I have seen. Challenge is number three. We have seen most of the young people, some of them are already in the street. Some of them are engaged in these violence activities, even in the communal fighting. So this one, it is our solemn responsibility to make sure we engage them into activities One of the factors that we see is appropriate is sport. Number two, we also need to engage them in agriculture because agriculture is our backbone. We want to make sure that at least in a one-year time, we want to see we have agricultural farm within the counties and administrative payam. And this one, once we get a funding...
Specifically for the youth?
Yes, specifically for the youth. Mm. We may engage the administration or the county authority so that we allocated a piece of land to start agriculture.
Mm.
And now we can now write a project on how we can be funded.
Mm.
Because when you don't have a plan, you cannot be funded.
Yeah.
But you must come up with a plan that will guide someone that is ready to fund.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things.
And do you have the space where you sit as an office?
Yeah, currently we have the government of Central Equatoria have allocated for us a temporary office in Marka Shabab, and it's already operational. And we want to assure to any other well-wishers, once you want to meet us, you are ready to get us in Marka Shabab.
Especially those who might think of giving you a car as a mobility, four-wheel drive car donation, and then make sure that they commit themselves to repair the car and maintain it and giving you fuel. Do you think it is impossible?
It is not impossible.
It is not, right? Yes. It's just a commitment of someone saying,
yes,
we must support these young people to move in the other, even here in Juba County.
Yes.
Juba County is big.
Very big. Yeah. Haven't cut in. Yeah. I am.
So you need to move here and the other counties, then you need a really good car.
Yes.
And maybe someone listening out there will respond to this, this kind of disguise appeal, and then do something about it. So
That is why we are the leaders of today, tomorrow, and the future.
Yeah.
So once we are supported,
yeah,
we can see the transformation that this country
needs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Senora, we always take the opportunity of having a female lady in the studio to bring up issues of gender. And in terms of when you think about the youth, Central Equatoria, women and girls make a very big part of it. Even in social gathering, you will find the gathering there, which is more of girls, it's more of women. So what do you say about their conditions, their situation, and what challenges do you see there?
All right, thank you. The challenges that we face as a young women in Central Equatoria State, you know, mostly we are not given the space mostly to participate or to given the space for the women to lead. But this time, especially in the youth union, I am very happy because in the executive body we have been given like 7 women in the executive, which is actually inclusive.
Yes. Out of
I don't know the number of the women who participated actually, but in
I mean of the executive you are 7. So how big is executive?
The executive composed of 12 positions.
12, and you got 12, 7.
Yes, and we kept 7.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, that actually, which is a very good space that we have given as the young women to lead. And I want to say that we are not just a woman, but we are also a woman to lead. Yes, and we have a voices that we need to raise, whereby women will be felt valued, appreciated, and respected. Yes, in any activities, not in just in Central Equatoria State, but in South Sudan at large.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
we have a great a good number still, this is might be a concern because you have issues of school dropouts. You have. And it has been reported. You have issues of gender, sexual and gender-based violence. It has been reported. And you have women in the market selling korofo, selling tomatoes and all these. What do you say about these categories?
All right. In the young women, that young ladies who have been dropped out from their school, mostly that affect whereby they don't have people to support them in terms of finance. This is where some, most of them, even they are the one who is supporting themselves. Yes, like you go to work and you go to school, and mostly if you don't get that funds, then whereby this is the reason whereby they will be dropped out from the school. And we don't see that this is the end of the future, whereby as we as a union, we need to bring this issue together, whereby we can bring a mentor to mentor these young ladies, that to tell them that this is not the end of the world, but you have, if you don't get that fund to the school, but you have this, whereby they'll be given the space to open the businesses. And also those women who are in the market that already started businesses, we're able to support them. We're able to raise their businesses to go to another level. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, go continue.
Yes, and this issue also of the harassment with the girls. We see a lot of things happening in South Sudan, especially whereby there's a forced marriage that is going on. And this issue whereby sometimes this is lack of mentorship. We need to bring these young ladies together and be mentored. As you are not here in this world just to get marriage, but you are here for the purpose. And your purpose is A, B, C, D. Yes, mm-hmm. Whereby we can bring a space to mentor these young ladies so that they can stand on their ground, they can stand for their rights. Whereby if the family also want to force them to marry, they will have that voice. And maybe they can raise this issue to the civil society group and they'll be able to get the help. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, listeners, Radio Mara, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is the Peacemakers program. And with me in the studio today is Civil Affairs Officer for UNMISS, Lausa Nasayaga, and the Chairperson of the Central Equatoria State Youth Union, Agri Duku Arcangelo, and the Deputy Secretary for Culture and Sports in the Youth Union, Senora Juan Tombe. And as we are concluding this program in the next few minutes, I come back to the Civil Affairs Officer, Lausa. Now, what have you learned from this collaboration, and what are the takeaways as you concluded support and facilitation of this youth election?
All right. Thank you very much, Gabriel. Once more, like I said earlier on, the youths are inevitable partners in our pursuit for peace. So from our engagements with them over time, the more and more we recognize that we need to work with them. We have also noted that when they are not well managed or engaged, they are manipulated for ulterior motives, which don't go in line with our mandated purpose for peace. So we will continue to engage with the youths at the different levels of the community, whether it's at the state level, whether it's at the county, at the Payam or Boma levels. We'll continue to engage with them as we carry out our work.
Mm. Thank you. And UNMISS is just one partner. How do you feel, do you think that this thing needs more hands to manage rather than just, because UNMISS will not be there forever? There's our issues of sustainability and all this.
Definitely. As we carry out our work, we are also very conscious of that. We are trying to reinforce their capacity. We have conducted a number of training workshops in the past to be able to build their capacity in leadership and the ability to be able to take initiatives too. Because we understand that they cannot continue to be dependent on the organizations that are in the country. And over time, we are beginning to reduce our footprint. So it's evident that they should be able to stand up and pursue their own activities and work for peace, mm-hmm. most especially.
Mm-hmm. Any upcoming activity with the youth in helping them also implementing their programs?
We will support them technically, especially maybe in the building up of their strategic plan, the action plan, and we see how we can collaborate on specific issues which have to do with our mandate, especially in issues of social cohesion, bringing them together to be more inclusive in the peace process and other political processes that are ongoing in the country.
Yes, yes. As the chairperson, we conclude this with some of your key messages If there are any key messages or any entities you want to address, this is your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Let me use this opportunity to thank all the peace partners who have supported this process up to the end. And I want to say thanks to them all. And also I want to extend a message of appreciation to the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sport, together with the state government, for rendering this space for young people to practice. And particularly also a message of appreciation to the steering committee headed by Joel Lesuk for being very active in bringing all the partners together. Number two, I want to also appreciate United Nations Mission in South Sudan for organizing these counties. One of the convention I've attended is for Yei River County Youth Association, in which they have contacted me to be one of the legal personnel in drafting the constitution, especially on the review. So I want to appreciate them. And also, likewise, to Morobo, Lanya, Kajukeji, and these are the counties that I witnessed. They have offered a huge support there. I also pray that we work hand in hand with them so that we make sure other constituencies are also organized, like Onduruba Administrative Payam, Mangala Administrative Town, and Terkeka. Terkeka is organized, and Juba County, so that we can be able to see an impact towards the young people. So my last message is, youths should be agents of peace, rather not to be used as agents of destruction, violence, and many other things. So we must champion peace and make sure we support our government so that we can be able to collaborate and work together as agents of peace.
Thank you, Agri Doku. In your capacity as Deputy Secretary for Culture and Sports, Senora, you're welcome.
Thank you. In my first place, I'd like to send a message of appreciation to the Ministry of Culture and Sport, and also to all the partners who participate in the convention, especially the OLMIS. We really appreciate you, and we thank you for all your support. And to all the youths of Central Equatoria State, and to all the youth of South Sudan at large, my message to you that we are the leaders. We are the leaders of today and the leaders of new tomorrow. So let us, to those youths who are still using the weapon, let us put that weapon down, and let us pick the ball and the book, and also fight for the peace in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lawson Seaga, Civil Affairs Officer. Thank you, Agri Doku Arcangelo, Chairperson of the Central Equatoria State Youth Union. Thank you, Senora Chuan Tombe, Deputy Secretary for Culture and Sports, Central Equatoria State Youth Union. All the best for your efforts, and we will have you again and again. If you have issues to bring up, this is your platform, and all the best for you. And with that, I've come to the end of today's Peacemakers program on Radio Miraya. And to our listeners, this program comes every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and is repeated at 9 p.m. the same day. And it's a goodbye from me from the studio here at Radio Miraya.